Owatonna High School football coach Jeff Williams, the short week, trip to Rochester, John Marshall on Wednesday to wrap up on the regular season. The Huskies win 54-7 to complete a second straight unbeaten season. Those are precious and few, Jeff. Congratulations to the team.
Well, thank you, Roy. They are precious and few. There's only been a handful of teams that have ever, you know, been able to accomplish that in Owatonna, and so we're very proud of, you know, our regular season accomplishments, and really glad to get a little break here before we have to embark on our playoff push.
The Rockets scored first. There was a turnover, and you know, a couple of tough things happened for Owatonna. So you went down 7-0. But what a response after after a tough opening drive.
Yeah, you know, we were down in our deeper in our own end. It was a little bit tough sledding, running the football. You know, obviously Jam was very big and kind of outsized us up front. We were able to get a few things going in the passing game, and then had a ball stripped out, and Jam got really nice field position, and, you know, had a little breakdown on defense, and Nowitzki was able to punch it in from 12 out, and, you know, a couple minutes into the game, we're down 7-0, and, you know, that's good for our kids to face a little adversity early and, you know, just see how they respond to that. And, you know, as has been the case all season, our kids responded well, and I think we ultimately scored 54 unanswered points against what I consider to be a pretty nice Rochester John Marshall team.
Ethan Walter back in the lineup and on that 80-yard touchdown run, or catch and run, a little catch and then a long run. His ankle looked pretty good.
Yeah, he's probably at 80-85%. You know, we really, you know, early on kind of tried to push it a little bit. He was just obviously very anxious to get back into the lineup. But I think we set him back a little bit. Those high ankle sprains can be somewhat problematic over a period of time. And so the last 2 weeks or so, we've got him off of it. He's been non-weight bearing, and I think that's allowed him to heal up a little bit better. And he looked pretty solid last night. And, you know, hopefully we'll only continue to heal as time goes on.
How did he feel after the game, and is that any indication of a long-term situation?
Yeah, he felt fine. He actually had a little bit more problem with his hand. I think he took a helmet on the hand and swelled up a little bit on him. But, you know, with the high ankle sprains, the weight-bearing can actually cause, you know, further injury. And so for him to come out of the game feeling, you know, really good, it was taped up well. DC does a nice job of taking care of him. And he felt fine, and hopefully with a week and a half now before we play again, he continues to heal, and we can get him closer to 100% for the playoff push.
Peyton Beyer had two interceptions, returned one for an interception, a fumble recovery that really should have been, returned one for a touchdown, I should say, on two interceptions. The fumble recovery return should have been a touchdown as well, it seemed, and a touchdown catch that was a nice catch in the end zone. That was quite a game for Peyton on each side of the ball.
Yeah, he's a pretty dynamic player, did a nice job of stepping up on that interception that he took back, but, you know, equally impressive was, you know, the kind of slashes that he made on his way to the end zone. The scoop and score should have been a touchdown. Our video replay on our sideline was pretty definitive that he was in, but we were able to punch one in then with a Saul Havelka 1 yard run. And then, his touchdown reception was kind of a diving catch over the middle. We ran a little, we call it a switch play, where the two outside receivers cross, and Braden did a nice job stepping up into the pocket. The O-line did a great job all night protecting Braden, set the pocket, and Braden found a little daylight, stepped up inside, and delivered a strike on the run to Beyer. And I thought, you know, Braden played well, Beyer played well. We had a lot of really, really nice performances in addition to Walter.
The offensive line and defensive line in handling those big boys for John Marshall, what's the initial feeling how that went?
Well, you know, Coach Ochterkirk talked to the defense during our Chalk Talk session and indicated, you know, if we hold John Marshall to under 100 yards rushing, we're going to win the football game. That's their bread and butter. That's, you know, how they want to run their offense, how they want to hold the ball, how they want to ultimately score. And to take their backs and hold them to 73 yards rushing, force them into a passing situation, which really isn't their forte. I think they ultimately completed only four passes. That, I think, really stymied what they were trying to accomplish offensively. So, you know, they've got some two-way starters. Their kids are very big. But, you know, we wore them down as time wore on, both offensively and defensively. And that's been a real key for us this year. You know, sometimes those first quarters are a little bit of a slow start because there's more stalemate in the line. But I think the fact that our kids are fresher allows us to be more successful as the second, third, fourth quarters wear on.
54-7 was the final Wednesday night over Rochester John Marshall. Sam Henson getting some attention this week, considered one of Minnesota's top special teams guys, the kicker for the Huskies. He went for two field goals, a 23 and a 34, 6-for-7 on PATs. I think he's missed two for the entire season, and that's a nice weapon to have as well.
Well, you know, we ended up receiving that opening kickoff and went into the wind, and so what was great is our ability to score and then have Sam kick it into the end zone, or to have Sam kick it down to the 1 yard line, which forced them to return it, and our coverage was great. So even when he didn't reach the end zone for a touchback, it seemed like John Marshall was starting at the 16, 17, 18 yard line. Yeah. So it's a huge, huge weapon to force a team that has just been scored upon to now go 80 yards plus for their touchdown against our defense. So that's obviously an underrated part of what we're trying to accomplish. And then his accuracy from distance, you know, as a field goal kicker, if we do get stymied, take a penalty, a drive stalled, if we're inside, you know, 45 yards, we've got the ability to go out and kick a field goal. So he has been a great weapon. When we've been good, we've got good kickers. But it's really incumbent upon those kids to do a lot of that practicing on their own. You know, they're all soccer guys. They're out there, you know, practicing every day for two and a half hours. And so they've got to find the time to come out and kick, work on their craft, to do their work in the summer. And I can't say enough about what those kids have done, Burstig, Bangs, and Sam Henson, to refine their craft as kickers and go out and help be a cog in the machine.
So the 26th, that'll be a Saturday night home game for Owatonna in the section semifinals. I know the likelihood is that John Marshall would be that opponent, but from Owatonna's standpoint, what do you do to stay sharp between now and then?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is take a couple of days off and heal. The kids have the weekend off. We won't practice again until Monday now. And, you know, we won't have an opponent in our sights at that time. I mean, we have our hunches and our inklings based upon the seedings, but, you know, we don't really know for sure. So we're going to go out Monday. We're going to refine some of the things that we want to get better at. You know, we've got a compilation of 8 games of video. We know what our strengths and our weaknesses are. So this is an opportunity to work on a few things that we want to shore up, maybe add a couple of wrinkles to our offensive and defensive sets. We've done that before during this little quieter period. Work on our Hail Marys and maybe some trickerations. To make sure that we've got those things in the arsenal moving forward. And then, you know, Tuesday night, I'm sure a lot of us will go over and watch the game. Very likely a JM, maybe Austin, JM perhaps Northfield at John Marshall. So but we'll watch that firsthand and then come back on Wednesday, put our game plan in, and then practice Wednesday, Friday for a Saturday night game. But, you know, we've talked to the kids about the fact that, you know, we have had to play teams 2 times in a row, end of the regular season and then first game of the playoffs, and it's very difficult to beat a team twice, you know, right in a row like that. You know, if you get up on somebody big, sometimes some complacency sets in, you tend to settle into the game plan that worked the first time and don't account for the fact that you're playing a solid opponent who's going to scheme against you. And we've got to be cognizant of the fact that JM has a coaching staff that's very good. They've got some kids who are very fine football players, and we've seen teams do a nice job of scheming against our offense so far this year. Mayo did a phenomenal job, and we can get nicked. And so it's important that we stay fresh and that, you know, we continue to add to our repertoire so that we don't get stale and stagnant against a good football team in the playoffs fighting for their lives.
54-7, Owatonna winners on Wednesday night over Rochester John Marshall to complete the 8-0 season. Huskies coach Jeff Williams, and congratulations to the staff and the program, Jeff, and enjoy the deserved rest for all involved.
We're going to do that. Thank you, Roy. Look forward to talking again in a week.
All right, Coach Williams for the Huskies on the Coaches Show, AM 1390 KRFO.